If you're planning on heading to the movie theater this weekend to see Incredibles 2, you're in for a tasty treat before that show. Playing right before Pixar's latest feature film is an animated short called Bao. It's about a woman who discovers joy and sorrow when a steamed bun she makes comes to life. It's a story pulled from the childhood of Domi Shi, who wrote and directed the film. She was born in China, raised in Toronto, and now she is the first woman to direct a Pixar short. I caught up with Shi, who told me about how she found inspiration from a Chinese bun.
Well, I think I was probably really hungry one night. And I've always been a huge fan of classic fairy tales, and I wanted to do like a Chinese twist on the little gingerbread man with a Chinese dumpling instead of a little cookie that comes to life. And I drew a lot of inspiration also from my own personal life. I'm an only child, and I feel like ever since I was little, my Chinese mom and dad have always treated me like their precious little dumpling.
Is that a diminutive for a little kid about?
Yeah, like bao bao.
Yeah.
Xiao bao bao. It's like little bun. It's like a nickname, like pumpkin or like little cupcake or something. Yeah.
What inspired you to take it to the extreme? We don't want to give too much away, but this idea of loving someone to death.
I feel like anytime you look at something really cute, like even if it's like a baby or a puppy or a kitten, you think it's so cute and it almost awakens something violent and animalistic in you. Like you just want to eat it up, or you just want to like consume it, or just like squeeze it to death or something.
Yeah, I mean, that people say that about newborns. I was like that with my own newborn.
Yeah.
This thing comes over and you're like, oh, I just want to eat you all up.
Yeah, exactly. And also growing up, my mom would often like, she'd hold me close and be like, oh, like I wish I could put you back in my stomach so I knew exactly where you were at all times. I'm like, oh, mom, that's creepy.
But, that's creepy.
But sweet.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I just want to explore that feeling more. Like, why does she want to do that to me? Yeah.
I understand, though, that you needed an expert to show your animators how Chinese buns are actually made.
Yes.
So you brought your mom in? Is that true?
Yes. We brought her in twice to do dumpling-making classes for the whole crew.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was great. Like, we got the animators and effects artists, like, right in there, and they studied my mom's techniques, and they, like, poked the dough and, like, smelled the pork filling, and they really... It was, like, really important for us to, like, get every single detail right of her method so we can put it on screen.
Huh. You started at Pixar in just 2011. It's not that many years ago.
Yeah.
You were an intern at the time. Now you are the writer and director of a Pixar short.
I know.
How you feeling? And how'd you get there so quickly?
I know. It's crazy. I feel so honored and humbled to be in this position for Pixar to have liked this weird idea I pitched to them and to get behind it. Yeah, I just think it was just a combination of just timing and just like really awesome support from really cool people and just like embracing my weirdness and not being afraid to show it. Because at first I was kind of hesitant to pitch this idea. But then Pete Docter, who's been kind of my mentor figure this whole time, I worked with him on Inside Out. He was really like an early supporter of the short, and he encouraged me to like stick to my guns to pitch the original version of the short. And I'm so glad I did, because that was the reason why Pixar chose that idea. So
it sounds like you've had great mentoring and support, but that hasn't been the case industry-wide. Pixar, its parent company Disney, and really the animation industry as a whole have been criticized for shutting female animators out of top jobs. I think only one out of Pixar's 20 feature films was directed by a woman, which is pretty surprising in this day and age.
Yeah.
Do you think the company's culture toward women is changing right now?
I definitely think it is, and I think Bao being in existence is definitely a positive example of that. I think change just takes time. You're just seeing this gradual shift in the industry, because before, like, animation was predominantly like white and male, But now in animation schools like all over the country, enrollment is now over 50% female in animation schools. I think at CalArts, it's like now the first year class is like 75%
wow.
female and like 25% male. And that's just natural. Like, I think just more and more girls are just getting into animation. And I hope that we're going to see those numbers be reflected in the industry and not just in the animation schools.
Domi Shi and I spoke last week before Disney announced that Pixar's co-founder John Lasseter would be leaving the company. He had been absent since November when accusations of sexual misconduct surfaced. I did ask Shi if she was aware of a whisper network warning female employees about Lasseter's behavior.
Oh my gosh, I'm like the most oblivious person. But like, I was just like heads down, just like working and just like drawing. It didn't even hit me until after I finished the whole short that like, oh, like people were coming up to me and saying, you're the first female director of a Pixar short film. How does it feel? And I'm like, oh my God, I am. I was just concentrating on just finishing
right.
this short and just like making sure I fed myself every day. So yeah, unfortunately, I don't know much about that.
What'd your mom think of the film?
She saw it last Saturday for the first time at the wrap party, and she really liked it. I think she got emotional. She's like me. She is very like subtle with her emotions, but I definitely like took a peek to my left during the short, and I think I saw her eyes getting misty. But yeah.
Domi, thanks so much for talking with us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.